All right, we're going to move on to number 15, which should close out the Parks and Division here. Director Simpson, are you doing the October Camping Visitation Revenue Report? Al Nedved, come on down. Welcome, Al.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Rowling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Parks Division. Give you a little brief update on the October visitation and camping numbers here. I just got those in here on Tuesday. So we're still kind of in the process of reviewing those, making sure there's not any mistakes or glaring issues there. But I think we'll just have those put in your packet there for your review. But again, October, as the weather kind of indicated, and as it typically does, it is a very, again, a very popular month, even though probably statistics-wise, it's not a huge amount in terms of campers or visitation, but it continues to be stronger, and we're seeing a lot of numbers. A lot of folks just look to extend their camping season a little bit when the weather's right. There's less bugs, milder temperatures, a good month to get out there and enjoy the parks. We see some hunters come in and use the parks very frequently as a place to lodge or just base camp out during pheasant hunt season. No, there's hunting seasons there, so October is a popular month for that. And then also October is a very popular month for special events in the park system, whether it be fall hiking events like we have up at Sechi Hollow and a few other places where you can enjoy the fall colors and just kind of enjoy the season a little bit. And then our Halloween activities are extremely popular throughout the state, and we kind of just wrapped those up the last couple of weeks here. Custer State Park had some very popular events on the 22nd some great Halloween hikes and activities there. I think over 400 or 500 people participated in those events. Port System is another very popular place for fall and Halloween events. They had an event called the Ghost Hunters, where some trained ghost detectives come out there and people sign up and investigate the fort and all the buildings and grounds for paranormal activities there. That event continues to get a lot of attention and traction there. We also have the Haunted Fort for the Halloween days there. That's very popular as well. And we also have some hikes that take place out there. This year we did the LaFrance Boy Trick-or-Treat Trails hike. We saw over 1,700 participants at that particular event. And then at Big Sioux Recreation Area by Brandon, had a very similar event that attracted over 4,000 people to that one hike event. So these events continue to be tremendously popular, and people love them. Gets kids outside and experiencing the trails, and the weather was great the last few weekends. So October was a really great month, and our numbers, as you see in the packet there, for visitation and camping, starting off with camping there, we're about neck and neck with last year. We're just slightly above last year's amount of camping, which was a big year as well, as you recall. That was a record year. So we're sitting at about 394,000 camping units for the year so far. And that's, let's say that's a few thousand over last year and just about 700 shy of last year's total. So if things hold out, we're going to have another great year like we did last year with near record numbers there. And like I say, enjoy a lot of good warm weather here, hopefully in the next few months here. But visitation, we're tracking a little bit behind. We're about 3% or 7% down from last year, about 500,000 visitations shy of last year's number there. Talking to a lot of the folks out in the field. A lot of that could be attributed to maybe some of the heat that was kind of occurring some of the weekends. There's just some really hot weekends there that maybe held some people back from going out hiking or boating or things like that. So, but overall, we're still looking really good with some of those visitation numbers we're seeing, and they do remain strong. So, November typically kind of starts wrapping up things. Our staff will be out there, winterizing facility, shutting off the water systems. There's still be a few weeks left here. Hopefully, some good services and facilities open here. But when the weather starts getting cold and those temperatures start getting the lower 20s and teens, it's time to start winterizing those facilities. So we'll try to keep them on as long as we can. But when the weather turns, it's time to kind of call it a year and shut those down. But we do keep our campgrounds open. Or most of our campgrounds are open throughout the winter months. So if the weather's favorable, you can check with our website or with the individual parks on whether or not the comfort stations or water systems are on. But for the most part, the electricity stays on at the campsites, and there are primitive facilities such as vault toilets and so forth that are available in the parks for some of that winter camping that takes place out there. So, that's kind of wraps up what we're at through October, and I'd be glad to take any questions if you have them.
Thanks, Al. Any questions for Al? When you figure out like your 5-year trend lines, everything, are you guys just kind of throwing 2020 out as kind of an abnormality and then getting back to what reality should look like? Or, I'm not being facetious with that. It's such a oddity to have that type of volume and visitor traffic. And when you're doing your budgeting and trying to figure out where we're going to be, it seems unrealistic to have, a no hitter and then all of a sudden, back to normal. So just wondering, when you guys look at that, how do you try to forecast that out?
2020, when we started off that year, obviously, there was a lot of unknowns, and we were wrestling with how to do certain policies and with trying to work with what we didn't know, as long as what we did know. And in the end, 2020 turned out to be a very big year for the park system, obviously. And even early on in April of that year, we were starting to see people just flood into the parks as ways to get out and get out of the house, or just kind of break that cabin fever a little bit that folks were experiencing at the time. So it turned out to be one of our biggest years that we've had. And then what we've seen in 21 and now this year, when the question was, how are we going to retain these folks, or are we going to be able to retain these folks? Is this kind of the new normal? I mean, I guess what we're seeing through our numbers is, we're still maintaining those levels that we saw in 2021 and now in 2022. So that's good news. That's great participation that, people are, hopefully we've got some new folks out there, new folks that got a camper or tried camping or we're doing some more outdoor activities. And, our goal is to, identify who are those folks and can we make sure that they stay outdoor enthusiasts for a long time. So I think we're seeing that, whether, in the next few years, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, whether that level, stay stable or maybe we start to revert back to some of those original levels. Kind of hard to tell, but as of right now, I think, people are enjoying it. The weather's there and the facilities are there and all the good things that make parks special. If we can keep those things going, they'll keep coming. So we're hoping we can kind of keep that status quo.
Yeah, it's I think it goes without saying, it's a good thing for all those visitors and the rest of us that Governor Noem didn't follow the lead of a lot of our neighboring states and closed down our parks and kept them open and gave those opportunities for people to get out in the outdoors and see South Dakota what we got. And we definitely want them coming back. We don't need a pandemic as an excuse to come back to South Dakota. We want to keep those folks returning to our great state. So again, thanks to Governor Noem for having the courage to keep us open. Thank you for your report.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll move on then. We're going to start with Division of